Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sweet Talk here on radio.dominican.edu. I'm Honey, and I'm glad to have you guys here with me this beautiful Thursday afternoon. I hope everyone has had a wonderful week. It's almost over. You know, keep pulling through, you guys. You guys are awesome. So I wanted to, you know, have a semi, interesting show today. We're going to be talking about some breakups and, you know, the cause of breakups and why they happen and I guess what you should do if you're going through some certain situations that relationships usually go through when, you know, a breakup occurs. So before we do that, as you know, I start off my show with a couple of questions or concerns that I get from people off of my Twitter feed. And if you guys are interested, you guys can also tweet me here at Sweet Talk W Honey. That's Sweet Talk W Honey. I'm willing to answer all of your guys' questions. I do get many, so bear with me in answering all of them at once, but I'm going to answer three today that kind of went with the topic that I'm going on today of breakups. So let's get started with that. So the first one is from a girl. Her name is at WLZ147, and she says, "My boyfriend and I have been fighting over the smallest and stupidest things. He considered taking a break. Does that mean we're going to break up?" So I personally don't believe in breaks. I believe that, you know, if you're going on a break, that basically means that basically leads to a breakup. When people say break, they usually think, okay, well, we're going on a break for a week. Hypothetically speaking, we're going on a break for a week. So you can basically do whatever you want and then expect to come back to the relationship and pretend like nothing happened. To me, that's not okay. I don't want my significant other going out there doing whatever they want as if they were single, you know, hooking up with people or whatever, and then coming back to me. Who knows what disease they could have got? Who knows, you know, what they were up to? Because I definitely don't know, because you weren't coming back to me, you know, that night or those nights that you were out. And I personally don't believe in breaks. If you feel that you need space from each other, that's one thing. And that can be done many ways. I mean, a lot of us who are listening are not cohabitating. At least that's my, you know, presumption, that, you know, you guys are not yet living together. If you are, then I can totally understand, like, okay, maybe, you know, we're together too much. But if you think about it, you made that decision to be together and live together. So at that point, if that's not going well, then that's where maybe you need to, you know, I guess reestablish your guys' relationship. And for those of you who aren't cohabitating, it's more of, okay, well, you know, if you need space from each other, there's other ways of doing it besides taking a break. To me, break just means, you know, you're just willing to give up for a week and then try it again. And I personally don't believe in taking breaks. So that's my advice for you. Some people, you know, taking breaks works for them, but personally, I would never. So secondly, I got another interesting question, and, you know, from another follower, and it basically says, my girlfriend is going to a different college than I am, so I'm assuming both of these people are in high school. I care about her, but I'm afraid that one of us is either going to fall into temptation or get caught up. What should I do? This question does come about a lot, not only to me, but I've seen it, you know, just in ads, or not ads, but like in magazines and like teen magazines and stuff like that too. And when I was in high school, it came up a lot with, you know, whether or not couples were going to stay together while they were in college and such. And I've seen it turn out both ways. I've seen couples who have continued to be together through college and they're, you know, still together to this day. That being said, they, you know, stayed in basically the same area. They weren't going to the same college, but they were going to colleges not too far from each other. And they've, you know, they've made it work. But I've also seen the negative side of the spectrum where it's, you know, these two couples go off into two completely different directions. And, you know, temptation does arise, and it, you know, there are going to be nights where you want to go out, you want to get messed up, you want to have a good time. And unfortunately, the world that we live in today, it's not always safe. It's not always, I guess, you know, people are really relentless nowadays. And especially when you're out and you're, you know, drinking, and, you know, some people do anything to get into your panties or into your boxers, whatever the situation may be. So it really depends on your willpower, I would say, you and your girlfriend's willpower, because at the end of the day, you say you care about her, and to me, care and love are completely different things. And if you're barely, you know, graduating high school, you're still very, very young, and you have a lot more life to experience. And, you know, to me, if it's meant to be, it'll work out. You kind of just want to take it day by day and see what happens in terms of your relationship, because who knows, you still have the whole summer to figure out what's going on. And, you know, who knows what can happen, you know, a week from now, 2 weeks from now, a month from now. So you just kind of want to take it day by day. And if it works out, if it works out, if it doesn't, then, I mean, life goes on, you know. I'm sure all of us have been, you know, through in a relationship where, you know, when we broke up, we are like thought of breaking up with this person. We didn't know how we're gonna live, but here we are today, and like, look, we're still fine, we're still powerful, we're still walking, waking up every day, and, you know, taking on each day at a time. So I would say take it day by day with your girlfriend, and make sure that if you do stay in a relationship, that it's what you want. Because if it's not something that you want, and you end up doing something that, you know, it's gonna hurt your significant other, you don't want that to happen either. If that's the case, you might as well just, you know, call it quits, because that's not fair to you or your partner either. So this other question, it's the last one that I have today for us, but this one kind of hit home for me, I want to say, and it kind of helped me to hit home, and it helped me to really give this person advice, because I have gone through similar situations. And this one I might, you know, babble on for a little bit, just because, like I said, it hit home and it's something that I can relate to. So this one basically states, my boyfriend comments on my eating habits. It began to make me feel self-conscious that I don't even feel comfortable eating around him anymore. Help. So first off, I want to say we live in a society today that if a woman is not thin, if a woman is not a certain shape, if a woman is not what society expects her to be or wants her to be, then they are shamed. They are, you know, not up to par. It's definitely something that every young girl, and even, you know, older women too, have to deal with. And it's not fair. It's not fair to us. And even men go through this too. Because if they weren't, they wouldn't be in the gym all the time. Or if, you know, for those of them who are in the gym, and those of them who are not in the gym because they're too self-conscious to go to the gym. So I want to say that, first of all, we live in a pretty messed up society where it's to the point where we can't feel comfortable around our partners, or around, you know, just going out wearing a specific bathing suit or wearing specific clothes, because God forbid, what are other people thinking of me? Which brings me to my next point. That shouldn't matter. What other people think of you should not affect you that much. You are your own person. You are beautiful, and you are strong, and you are powerful. I am big on, you know, being who you are and being exactly what you want to be, no matter what anyone else says. Yes, it's, you know, easier said than done. And like I said, I've gone through some situations where it wasn't easy for me at times. I've gone through stuff where, you know, that I regret, that I wish I had never done, because of how society had managed to, you know, reconstruct my thought at the time. And I definitely don't think that your boyfriend should be telling you anything about your eating habits. To me, I see if you are out with your boyfriend and you're eating around him, then that means he's most likely eating the same thing as you. So first of all, what gives him room to be talking about what you're eating or how you're eating or anything like that? Also, and who cares what you're eating? Why should it matter to him? As long as you are, I mean, healthy and you know, whatever, it's fine. I know lots of girls from, you know, back home and out here as well that I've met who are wonderful. And, you know, they are a little bit on, you know, the bigger side, or as what society likes to call it, fat side. But you know what? They are extremely happy with themselves. They do, you know, work out on a daily basis, but they are, that's just the way their body is. Not everyone is built the same way. And I have a friend of mine back out here who basically states that, you know, I have a boyfriend who, if he doesn't like what he sees, then he can leave. There are plenty of people who still till this day realize that big is beautiful. And, you know, I really do admire her for saying things like that and for being like that, because it really shows that you don't have to be a specific way. In terms of your boyfriend telling you, you know, about your eating habits and stuff like that, I want to say that don't let him not make you feel comfortable to eat, because that also leads to certain things, like eating disorders and stuff like that. And yeah, society does have a lot to do with it. And unfortunately, society has had the power to manipulate your boyfriend to thinking that, you know, what you're eating or how you're eating is not okay. As long as you're healthy and as long as you're happy, that's all that matters. Never worry about what other people are thinking. Of course, I'm not saying go out and eat like dozens of donuts every day, because I mean, that's not healthy. I want you to be able to, you know, eat what you want, yet stay healthy, as well as not have to worry about what people are thinking of you, because that's, you know, the number one thing. And I found this quote, and I do believe that, you know, this probably will help you in terms of your self-confidence. It basically says, if you're going to measure yourself by a number, I hope you measure yourself by the amount of times you laugh so hard that you've cried, or the amount of books you close with a warm feeling in your heart. It might as well be counted by the number of people who have been lucky enough to have you in their lives. And if your boyfriend cannot see that if he has to say or comment on your eating habits and is, you know, making you feel, self-conscious, then he shouldn't be lucky enough to have a beautiful, wonderful person like you in your life. In his life, I'm sorry. So, you know, stay happy, stay healthy, and eat what you want, girl. You're beautiful. Everybody is beautiful in their own way, and I truly do believe that. That being said, I'm going to leave you guys with that thought, and this one's for you.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size 2, but I can shake it, like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom boom that all the boys chase, and all the right junk in all the right places. I see the magazine working out Photoshop. We know that shit ain't real, come on now make it stop. If you got beauty, just raise them up, cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me don't worry about your size. She says boys like a little more booty to hold at night. And no, I won't be no stick figure silicone Barbie doll. So if that's what you're into, then go ahead and move along. Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass. Hey, I'm bringing booty back. Go ahead and tell them skinny bitches that. No, I'm just playing. I know y'all think you're fat, but I'm here to tell you every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, because you know I'm all about that bass.
Everyone, and welcome back. So for those of you who are just joining us, we basically just went over some of my Twitter feed that, you know, I get, and I answer questions or concerns, or I try to give advice to people who are asking for help. And my first thing was, the first question was basically, my boyfriend and I are fighting. You know, he says that he wants to take a break. Does that mean we're going to break up? And I basically said that I personally don't believe in breaks. I don't think that that's something that works. But that's my personal opinions. Some of you may, you know, may rebut that. But I mean, that's what I believe. The second one was basically saying that his girlfriend and him are going separate ways for college. Should they break up? I basically said that it could go either way. It's definitely up to them and how the relationship works. And the third one was basically stating how her boyfriend makes her feel self-conscious when it comes to eating, and how he comments on her eating habits. And I said, basically, F that. That's, you know, what you do with your life and how you eat is definitely up to you. Don't let society or, you know, the person that you love and is supposed to love you for who you are determine how you feel and, you know, your all of your, like, you know, self-consciousness and your all of that. So basically, we're gonna go on, and in terms of today's show, our big theme for the day is going to be breakups. And I kind of wanted to basically talk about breakups for a little bit, because they are the hardest, at least one of the hardest things to, you know, overcome. But eventually it can be relieving, whether you are the person who is breaking up with your significant other or if you're the person who's being broken up with. And like I said, there's two sides of the spectrum, there's a start and a finish, and where you're going to start, it's going to be completely hard. And eventually when you get to the finish, you're going to be somewhat relieved. Whether, you know, you were the breaker-upper or the breaker-uppery. So, we all know, at least I personally, what we see in movies is, you know, most of the times when it's breaking up, you see that, it's like all of a sudden, there's nothing that, you know, leads up to it. I can name some movies where it's, you know, just all of a sudden, oh, he broke up with me. And the girl is crying to her friends. I don't know why, you know, da, 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 da. And it really doesn't happen like that in real life. At least I've never had a breakup or witnessed a breakup where, you know, someone broke up with someone just because. And I think that usually in real life and in, you know, on a daily basis, people break up for many reasons. And I would say that there's a lot of different kind of people in relationships, and relationships do tend to, you know, go certain directions. And the direction is not north, it's more of south. And that's when, you know, breakups do occur. And it could be, you know, there's different types of situations and there's different types of people. And, you know, I like to give them names. You know, there's the cheater, there's the giver, there's the suffocator, there is, you know, the builder-upper. So I have so many names for them. And first off, I want to talk about the cheater. As we all know, in today's society, not everyone is faithful. And I wouldn't just say today's society. I would say society, you know, from the beginning of time, because that's just how, you know, I guess we are. And fortunately enough for a lot of us, there are significant others who cheating is not even an option for them. And I can tell you that, you know, I've seen a lot of relationships where, you know, the couple has been just completely honest and, you know, loving to each other, and it's amazing. But I've also seen couples who have been hurt by, you know, the cheater. And I would have to say that we are all instilled with a sense of jealousy, and it's somewhat of a natural instinct. Jealousy, especially nowadays, you know, there's so much temptation out there, and even with all of the trust that you have in your partner, there's still, you know, you could trust your partner as much as you want, but I can promise you that if your partner's out, you're trusting them, but there's other people that you may not trust. There's, you know, the girls who go up to your man or your woman, or the guys, you know, that go up to your man or your woman, and you are just completely like, what do you want? Why are you talking to them? It's something that, you know, we tend to think and we tend to go through, and we tend to get jealous over. It's what we do, and it's because we want to, I guess, protect our own, and not only, you know, necessarily want them to ourselves, because, I mean, obviously we do, that's why we're with them, but we want to, I guess, that's kind of like a guard that we have to our heart, you know, we want to make sure that everything's okay, and that we're not, you know, in jeopardy of being hurt. You know, in today's day and age, I would have to say that, unfortunately, you know, that's the truth. That's the matter of, you know, it's honest truth. That's what happens. And, you know, personally, if I was to be cheated on, I definitely would break up with the person. I am not a believer, you know, of a cheater can change. I believe that once a cheater, always a cheater. And unfortunately for me, I have had people who have cheated on me, and it's something that it does hurt. And when I found out, you know, breaking up with the person was the hardest thing that I had to do with them, because, yes, I knew that that was the right thing to do in my heart. That was telling me what I needed to do. But I did care about this person, and I did emotionally invest myself in this person. And knowing that that had happened, and knowing that I had to let them go, was really hard. And that, I think that's what, you know, brought a lot of the distress to me. And eventually, like I said, later on, I went to the finish line. I got to the finish line, and I felt relieved that I no longer had that person who could hurt me in my life anymore. It's something that, you know, I said, it's going to be hard at first, but eventually you're going to be relieved. The next person that I want to talk about is basically the giver. And I actually had a conversation with two of my really close friends the other day about the giver. And they basically said how they realize that they are the giver in the situation and in the relationship. They're the person where, in the, you know, in the beginning of the relationship, everything is perfect. Everything is great. Both parties are happy. Both, you know, both of them. And, you know, you continue, you love the person so much, and you want to give them all you can. You spoil them and everything. And then eventually, you know, the other person, the non-giver, I guess you could call them, you know, there's a problem in between the couple, and the giver tends to continue to give, like, oh, here, take this. And, you know, they make up because the other person realizes, oh, okay, give me this. Okay. You know, make up with you. But then it continues to be a cycle. You know, there's a problem, the giver gives, and then everything's okay. But then there's a problem, the giver gives, and then everything's okay. But there comes to a point where the giver's significant other can start to do that on purpose, and realizes the weakness that is there, and how they can overpower the giver. And we realize that the giver is usually not the person to break up with the significant other, no matter how inferior they feel, or no matter how much, you know, stress they're going through with all of these problems, or no matter how much, you know, anxiety or anything that is happening with them. They are not the ones to break up with a significant other, because they don't want to lose them. That's the reason why they're continuing to give and give and give, is because they don't want to lose this person. They just want everything to be okay. And unfortunately, there does come a time where the giver can just have enough and have to call it quits. And unfortunately, it's, you know, after they've lost so much and after they've invested so much. So at that point, it's extremely, extremely hard for them to just let go. But it's what they have to do in order to achieve that sense of, you know, happiness, because they've lost that within, you know, the relationship somewhere. So, you know, that's another thing that can definitely be hard on a breakup, if you're, you know, the giver, if you're that type of person. The next person I want to talk about, the next, you know, type of relationship, and one of the last ones that I have right now, is the suffocator. Many people tend to, you know, go to the honeymoon stage in the beginning of a relationship. Everything's perfect. Everything's happy. Somewhat of, you know, the same thing that goes on in the beginning of the giver and in the beginning of the cheater. There's always that honeymoon stage. Yet some people tend to get comfortable quick with their significant other, while others tend to stay in the honeymoon stage for a very long time. And when one person is extremely comfortable, when another person is extremely, you know, in love and in that honeymoon stage, they begin to clash, and they begin to, you know, one person wants a hug and another person wants, like, you know, back off, let me have my space. And that can definitely ruin a relationship, you know, in terms of the person who's still in that honeymoon stage wanting to be with their other significant other who is, you know, no longer there. And the person who is, you know, comfortable just can tend to, you know, feel like they're being suffocated, because with all of the attention that they're getting, it's unwanted. Sometimes, you know, in a relationship, you need to be honest with your significant other, and you need to, yes, be there for them, but there's a time when being there can be too much, and you don't want that to happen, because you can only continue to suffocate and suffocate and suffocate for so long that, you know, the other person just has enough, and technically the person won't die, but the relationship will. And unfortunately, that's something that you know you don't want in a relationship, and that you don't want to have happen to you, because, like we said, that's something that can definitely, you know, hurt. And it, in this, you know, in this suffocator's case, it is hard for them because they do care about this person. They truly, truly do. But there's only so much that they can take. So it's hard for them. And it's hard for the person who's still in the honeymoon stage, because, you know, they want everything to be okay. And having, you know, the person who's so in love just being told, you know, I can't do this anymore, it's hard for them. So, you know, they come to that stage where it's just they've had enough and they break up. And that's, you know, like I said, one of the hardest things for them to do. But eventually, you know, they're relieved. And I've seen it in most cases, the suffocator's case, that couples usually do tend to get back together after that, because, you know, they are still in love with each other. It's just the fact that, you know, there was just so much attention and so much going on that they really couldn't handle it anymore. But once they break up, they realize, you know, they did truly care about these people. They really did truly love them. So they tend to get back a lot. I see that happen frequently. I've seen it happen with a couple of friends of mine. So, you know, like I said, breakups can be extremely hurtful, extremely sad. And unfortunately, it's something that, you know, people go through. So with that being said, everybody, I'm going to leave you with that for now. I'm going to play a little music for you. Stay tuned. We'll be talking about more breakups and more ways to cope with them. And what to do if, you know, you're the person who needs to break up with somebody, or, you know, wants things to end. So stay tuned. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, and we'll be right back.
This has got to be the saddest day of my life. I called you here today for a bit of bad news. I won't be able to see you anymore because of my obligations and the ties that you have. We've been meeting here every day. And since this is our last day together, I want to hold you just one more time. When you turn and walk away, don't look back. I want to remember you just like this. Let's just kiss and say goodbye.
To me. you here today. There's just so many things to say. Please don't stop me till I'm through. This is something I hate to do. Say goodbye. Many months have passed us by.
I'm gonna miss you.
I'm gonna miss you. I can't lie.
I'm gonna miss you.
I've got ties, and so do you. I just think this is to do. It's gonna hurt me, I can lie. Maybe you'll meet another guy. Understand me, won't you try. Let's just kiss and say
alrighty, everybody, and welcome back to radio.dominican.edu. DJ Honey here, reporting live from Penguin Radio on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. So we're basically, today what we're getting into here in Sweet Talk, we're basically talking about breakups, so it's not so sweet today. But we're talking about, you know, there's certain types of situations in relationships where, you know, lead to breakups, and that lead to, you know, your partner's feeling a certain way. And, in terms of breaking up with somebody, it's one of the hardest things, you know, you have to do in a relationship, or that you have to go through in a relationship. Like I said earlier, it's like a race. In the beginning of the race, you have to start it. You have to begin to be the person that realizes, you know, that I've had enough, or I can't do this anymore. And at the start of that, once you realize it, it's going to be hard for you, and it's going to be a difficult situation. It's going to be something that you don't want to do. But eventually, you know, once you go through the race, and once everything starts to die down, once you do it, once, you know, your emotions start to take control, and you begin to be the person that, you know, you are. And once you hit that finish line, you finally have reached a point of relief in terms of not being in that relationship anymore, if that was too much for you, or if, you know, it was something that you couldn't handle, and things like that. If it was something that, you know, was traumatizing to you, it's something that, you know, is, I guess, better for, you know, people who are, you know, we're going through that. So, like we said, it's a very, very hard time in a relationship, or at the end of a relationship, I should say. And in terms of breaking up with somebody, I found this article on a website, on eHarmony, actually, in terms of questions that you need to ask yourself in terms of, you know, wanting to break up with somebody. Because I know a lot of people take, I guess, breakups for granted, if that makes any sense. They break up with someone just because of, oh, I want to go out, and oh, I want to, you know, do this and do that. And then they realize later after the breakup that they want this person back. And sometimes that person isn't always going to get back with you. So there are some questions that, you know, people need to ask yourself. And, you know, lately, if your relationship feels rocky, and it's not the best, like, you need to make sure that, you know, if it's not where you want to be, that you need to make sure that these questions kind of, like, stay in the back of your head. So the first one is, am I just hungry? Before you make a decision to end things, make sure that you're initiating a breakup for the right reason. Don't impulsively call it quits. Slow down and evaluate. Is this the decision purely an emotional one? Wait until you're calm and can carefully weigh your breakup motivation. It's easy to give up when you're exhausted or in the middle of an unresolved conflict to want to break up with somebody. But, you know, you have to always think of, you know, the long run and how it's going to affect you. Secondly is, can we work it out? If you have gone through something, do you want to work it out? Is there anything about this relationship that's worth salvaging? Even if you're still unsure about your commitment to the relationship, try to pursue healthy conflict resolution. Talk about your concerns. Voice your needs. Honesty is the key here, people. Listen to your partner and respect how he or she is feeling. If you can resolve, or at least calmly, you know, address the conflict, you can better assess the future direction of your relationship. You might discover that you're both still willing to fight for each other and give the relationship another chance. But even if you're still, like, if you still end things, at least it's not the middle of the fight. You know, you want it to be something where you guys can calmly talk to each other and try to end on good terms, because no one really likes bad blood. And in the middle of a heated argument, it's just not going to work out that way. And especially, you know, like if you're in school with a person or if something, you see each other walking down the halls and stuff, it's going to be awkward and you want to stay as far away from that as possible. Another thing is, are you jumping to conclusions? When times get tough, it's easy for the mind to drift to fantasy land. Don't get caught up in the grass is greener games, concluding that life will be better once you re-enter the land of singleness. Don't assume your current state of unhappiness is solely the fault of the relationship. What happens if you break up and you're still not happy? Nor should you leap to conclusions about the relationship just because a friend's doomed relationship had a few parallels to yours. Try to take things at face value, not jumping ahead, exaggerating situations, or daydreaming your conflicts away. The fourth question that you really want to ask yourself is, did I communicate spendly about what I need? In a relationship, it's definitely communication is the key. I bring this up all the time. If you're not honest with your partner about what you need in a relationship, it's not going to work out. You know, your partner is not a mind reader. You need to tell them what you want and what you need in order for that to happen. And if it's something that you are voicing and you're not getting, then that's when you need to realize, or when you need to consider, okay, you know, what, take the next step into what, you know, you think is best for you. Fifthly, how will my world change when we split? Before you break up with your partner, prepare yourself for what's next or what could be worse. Things will change. Your housing situation may get complicated. Your social life will change significantly, especially if both of you share mutual friends. Your daily routine will no longer be a routine. While the fear of change or the unknown shouldn't stop you from leaving in a healthy relationship, ending things before considering the first few steps pre-breakup can make a sad situation even more stressful and overwhelming. Sixthly, and one of the most important things, is will I regret ending the relationship? As you're considering the consequences of breaking up, ask yourself if ending the relationship will be something you'll ultimately regret. Deep down, do you believe you're giving up too quickly? Do you still believe deep down that he's the one or she's the one? No one wants a one that got away. Seventh, is initiating a break just playing a game? So like we said earlier, this is one of the questions that basically kind of, you know, was based on what I had said. And it says, if you're secretly hoping that a breakup or even just the threat of a breakup will bring the two of you closer together, it won't. Don't play games with either of your hearts. If you want things to get better, assert yourself and invest time and energy in the relationship. Never use the threat of a breakup as a tool to initiate change. Like I said, breaks do somewhat mean break up. They do. And like I said, I would never, ever be in a break, because that basically means a breakup. When you take a break from something, you know, it's done. It's over. You're done with it. So, you know, there you have it. Number eight, is anyone influencing my decision to end the relationship? This, my friends, is something that is important, very important. Listen up and ears wide open, because there are plenty of times, and even in my own relationships, that I've had people try to, you know, get me to break up with a significant other because my relationship wasn't what they wanted, you know, wasn't what my friends or family wanted. And I am so sick and tired of seeing people break up because of what people think and what they're, you know, trying to influence their, I guess, loved one to think. And it's something that it really, truly does affect a relationship. And, you know, you have to make sure that their motives, you know, they may have identified relationship red flags that shouldn't be ignored, or, you know, may have selfish, unhealthy reasons for pushing you toward a split. And you need to make sure that you're at peace with your decision, regardless of outside influences. And one of the last pieces of questions for advice before breaking up is, have I given this relationship my best shot? You want to make sure that you've tried your hardest to make this relationship work. You're in a relationship for a reason. And unfortunately, I actually had a conversation with one of my peers the other day about how people actually tend, you know, human beings get into relationships for completely different reasons than, you know, I guess other species would, if that makes any sense. He basically said that humans get into relationships for completely different reasons. And if you look at, you know, the animal kingdom, they're in relationships to be together, to reproduce, to, you know, continue to, you know, I guess better their species and their race and everything. And when you look at us, we're in it for completely opposite reasons. Some of us just do it because we think it's fun or because we want to have a good time. And yeah, that's important as well. But you want to make sure that you're in a relationship because that is something that you truly want and you truly care about a person, because you don't want to be playing games with people and their hearts, because that's not okay. And, you know, a relationship will fail eventually if you're not all in. Don't blame your partner for the crumbling of a romance if you haven't given your best to the relationship. If you're hesitant to say goodbye, try throwing yourself back into the union full throttle. If you still care, don't let love fizzle without a fight. And that last line right there, don't let love fizzle without a fight, kind of brings me to my next point. I had a conversation with a really close friend of mine the other day, and her boyfriend of 3 years had recently broken up. And she basically told me that, you know, the reason why she needed to break up with him, because she felt like he wasn't fighting for the relationship. She felt like she wasn't happy anymore. And when she first told him, you know, let's break up, he was hesitant, and he said he needed a break, or they wanted to, like, let's try just a break. And so she agreed, you know, and, you know, they did the whole break thing, and then they got back together. And then, you know, yeah, things were good right after the break, because, you know, it was kind of like they were in the honeymoon stage again. But 2-3 weeks later, she didn't feel it again. And she basically said, you know, and he told her, oh, I love you, this and that, da da da. And when she decided to break up with him, he said, okay. And a week later, he was with somebody else after 3 years of being with my friend. And she's like, at this point, I am still salty. For those of you who don't know what salty means. Bitter, I guess. And she's like, I'm so salty because I can tell you all I wanted from this guy was to show me that he cared for me to still be in this relationship with him. All I wanted him to fight for our relationship. And he didn't. A week later, he was, you know, in another relationship. So that is something that, you know, we completely need to, you know, take to consideration, because that is something that can definitely make or break your relationship, in most cases break. So with that being said, you guys, I want to leave you guys at that. Here's a song for you. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, and we'll be right back. DJ Honey here.
Take the rain on the roof of this empty house, that don't bother me. I can take a few tears now and then and just let them out. I'm not afraid to cry every once in a while, even though going on with you gone still upsets me. There are days every now and again I pretend I'm okay, but that's not. So close and having so much to say and watching. That's what I was trying to do.
Ooh. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I hope that everyone is enjoying the show today. It's a beautiful day outside. I continue to say that. That's because I am so happy that spring is here and summer's coming along. And, you know, it's just so super exciting for me. But to get back to the show, we were basically talking about breakups and how everything is, you know, how breakups are extremely hard and how eventually we get over them. But like we said, breakups do... they do take a toll on us emotionally, and there are, you know, a couple of tips that I want to share with you guys in order to, you know, to be, I guess, to cope with it. And breakups really do suck. There's no getting around it. And I got some advice from a breakup coach, Laura Yeats, to get her spin on how to move on from a breakup. And she came up with a list of 10 thoughtful, practical, and helpful tips to make moving on more manageable. If you know someone going through a breakup, share this with them because it'll be completely helpful. We all know how much support helps us through, you know, times that are tough. So the first one is to feel what you're feeling, because that's okay. A lot of people say, you know, be strong, be, you know, fight through it, keep your head up. No, if you feel like crying, cry. If you feel like, you know, you need to let frustration out, let it out, because if you bury it down, it's only going to pop up later in the most inappropriate times, as well as, you know, it's not okay for you. Secondly, have a support network. You know, we all have friends. We all have people who we can trust. Make sure that they're there for you during this rough time, because you are going to need it. We all need people that we can rely on and that we can trust and that we can cry on their shoulder, because it's times like this when we need them the most, when we're not doing okay. Third of all is look after your physical health. The state of your physical health has a direct impact on your emotional health. If you feel healthy, this will make you look at things from a far more balanced perspective, and you will cope better. This doesn't mean going on a radical health kick. Just be mindful of what you are eating, getting some form of exercise every day, and doing what you can to relax and sleep. Have a good period of no contact. To gain clarity and perspective of the reality of the situation, you both need physical and emotional space. So really try your best to avoid texting, calling, emailing, Facebook messaging, DMing, and Instagram, tweeting, everything. Believe me, keeping that contact away from each other in the early stages will only prolong the healing process. Fifth, you want to declutter. Don't, you know, carry things around that are basically going to remind you of this person. Yes, it's great to have memories, but keep them stored in a box somewhere you won't see them. Especially, you know, if you do decide to move on later in life and someone comes along and sees that, they might get tinty-winty jealous, but you don't need that reminder while you're still coping and still dealing with this breakup. Another thing is bring the focus back to you. Breakups can really make us face ourselves head on. The person we have gotten so attached or used to is no longer there, and this can be incredibly scary and overwhelming. But it's the perfect opportunity to reconnect with who you are, what you are, and your values and your passions, interests, goals, etc. Have you lost sight of any of these? It can also really help to write all of this down to gain extra clarity and eventually make you stronger. Seven is to create new memories. We talked about storing away those old memories. Well, now it's time to create new ones. Go out with your friends. Go travel. Go do something that basically, you know, will help you from stopping to dwell and, you know, ruminate on old memories associated with your ex for too long. Memories will have their place, but right now you need to focus on making the new ones. So another one is to set some goals. Think of all the little things that you really want to do. Maybe it's fitness oriented. Maybe it's a new job or a new skill that you want to learn. Commit to taking the steps to making these happen. It's great if some things that you have to work towards over a period of time to provide a positive and new distraction. Make it something for you, something that will build your confidence, whether it's, you know, knitting, crocheting, or, you know, becoming a YouTube sensation. Do it. Get your mind off of it. And once you're working to something, you achieve it, it makes you feel better about yourself. And that's definitely what you want. You want to gain that confidence and, you know, that happiness back in your life. Ninth, cope with feelings of rejection. After a breakup, and particularly if we've been broken up, you know, our confidence can take a beating. We feel rejected and we tend to engage in this negative self-talk that only ends in us making us feel worse and building it up to something unrealistic. To get perspective, firstly, think about what you would say to a friend. Treat yourself with the same compassion. And that, you know, that's always right. You, in a relationship, no matter if it's, you know, if it's good or if it's bad, if you're having problems, you always kind of want to take time to think about it, step back and imagine if your friend was in that situation, what would you do or what would you say? There probably will be some things in there that you need to work on, but you need to do this from a positive place with the aim to grow and attract better things to you, as opposed to continually telling yourself you're not good enough because you're great. And the last thing that you want to remember is to forgive. Forgiveness isn't about being walked over or being taken advantage of. It's about clearing space to be able to move forward. Allowing yourself to be eaten up by someone else's wrongdoing will only affect you in the long run. When you forgive, you release yourself. When you forgive, you tend to forget about the other person. Forgiving is forgetting. Once you forgive, you forget about it, and that's it. You move on. You continue to be the strong and wonderful independent person that you are, because that's what we all, you know, we came into this world by ourselves, and we're gonna leave by ourselves. And that is definitely something that I, you know, I come to live by, and I've come to learn and need to remind myself more of every day, that, you know, though we have the significant others that we love, and though we have our family that we love, and that our friends that we love, we are our own person. At the end of the day, you are gonna do what you need to do in order to survive in this world. So I hope that everyone has had a wonderful time listening to my show. Just to wrap things up real quick, we talked about, you know, Twitter feed in the beginning, and how, you know, you should always be who you are no matter what. Never let anyone or society, you know, dictate that. Always stay open with your significant others, and, you know, taking breaks is not something that I necessarily would give advice for, but if that's what you need in your relationship, so be it. And we talked about breakups and how it is an extremely, extremely hard thing to do. And how, you know, it needs to be done, though. If you're not happy in your relationship, you need to be happy. That's the number one most important thing in life. That should be everyone's first goal, is to be happy. So though it is hard, you will eventually come to that point of relief, and eventually that point of happiness, which is, you know, amazing. We talked about there's different types of people and different types of situations and relationships, which, you know, necessarily lead to breakups, which, you know, you have the cheater, the giver, the suffocator, etc. There's different types of situations. We also talked about questions that you need to ask yourself before, you know, breaking up with your significant other. Is it something that you really want? Will you regret it? Are you doing it just because you just want to get out there for a couple of nights? It's something that you know, some of those questions that you really need to consider before taking this big plunge into, you know, singleness, and eventually realizing that maybe that's not something that you wanted. And secondly, or lastly, we talked about things that you need to do in order to cope with your relationship and to be extremely happy in the long run, because like I said earlier, that's all that matters. I want to thank everybody who has continued to listen to me every Thursday from 2 to 3. This radio show is what makes me happy. This is where I can let loose and be myself. So I want to thank all of you for letting me ramble on about my, you know, topics and such, and continuing to listen. You guys make me better. You guys are awesome. And I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy yourselves. I have one more show left. It's next week, Thursday from 2 to 3. And I hope all of you guys do listen, and I promise you, I will be back next semester with plenty of more topics. Maybe new ones, maybe old ones, who knows? Maybe I'll just be talking about my summer. But I want to just thank you. You guys are awesome. Have a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. Remember to always keep it sweet. You're listening to Sweet Talk here on radio.dominican.edu. And thank you, guys.
I'm broke, but I'm happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy. Yeah. I'm high, but I'm grounded. I'm shamed, but I'm overwhelmed.